Coach, how do you guard against, you know, the last couple of seasons, December hasn't been too kind to your team. What's the message to kind of keep everybody going through here as the last quarter of the season?
Yeah, I mean, just really focus on the task at hand. You know, whatever happened has happened, you know, in the past with our football team really has nothing to do with this team. This is a different team, and, you know, the biggest thing that we have to do is focus on our preparation and focus on the task each week, which is the challenge of the Chicago Bears on Thursday night.
Jason, when you look back at last year's game at Soldier Field, what about the Bears' offense jumped out to you that night?
Oh, they did an excellent job. You know, I thought they had good balance throughout the game. They made a lot of big plays in the passing game to their big receivers. They did a good job getting the running back involved a lot of different ways, and they consistently moved the football on us. My memory was they converted a lot of third downs, made a ton of big plays in and around, just good execution throughout.
Jason, as you guys decided to really go towards this run-heavy approach, was it difficult to resist any other instincts or preferences you had towards passing and the, how you guys had done things in the past in terms of throwing the ball?
Oh, I think the biggest thing that has steered our philosophy one way or another has to do with the personnel we have on our football team. And, you know, our commitment to the run started 4 years ago. We had some veteran offensive linemen on our team who were really good football players, but they all kind of got old at the same time, and we ended up releasing three of them in 1 year, and we're really young on the offensive line. And, you know, those are hard decisions to make. I believe they're the right decisions to make. But then you have to make the next decision. You have to bring quality players in to replace those guys, and that started with us drafting Tyron Smith to play left tackle for us, you know, 4 years ago. And then, you know, in subsequent drafts, we drafted Travis Frederick in the first round and drafted Zach Martin in the first round. And, you know, these guys give us a chance to have cornerstone players on the offensive line and be the kind of team we want to be, which is one that controls the line of scrimmage, able to run the football, have a balanced attack that attacks defenses a lot of different ways. So, you know, what we've tried to do is play the strength of our personnel, and I think that's an important thing for all coaches to do, and we really try to emphasize that on our staff. And we feel like we have the personnel that allows us to play this style of football, and we're certainly happy to be able to do that.
What has Rod Marinelli helped with most on the defense this year as opposed to last year?
Well, he's just an excellent coach, and you know, did a really good job with our defensive linemen last year, and now he's in the coordinator's role, and I think he's done a really good job with our defense. He's coached football a long, long time at this league and at the college level, and does a great job relating to players, challenging players, helping players be their best. I think he understands, you know, the defensive philosophy that we want to play, the system that we want to play. I think he teaches it really, really well and holds everybody, players and coaches, accountable to doing it the right way. And I think that reflects in how we've played defense and the improvements that we've made this year.
What makes DeMarco a good fit in the system of runs that you guys like to do?
Oh, he's just a really good running back. You know, he'd be one of those guys that would be good really in any system that you have. And, you know, we believe our system is fairly diverse. You know, a lot of people describe it as a zone running attack, but we have zone runs, but we have gap runs, and we have a variety of other runs to try to attack the defense. And, you know, the success running the football starts up front with those guys that I was talking about, and, you know, how our tight ends block and how our receivers block and our fullback blocks. But, you know, DeMarco's a big part of it, obviously. And, you know, he's got a great feel as a runner. He's got great vision. He's physical. He finishes downhill. He's got good quickness, speed, and elusiveness. So he has all the traits that you're looking for in a back. And, you know, also he can catch the ball out of the backfield. He's a willing and effective pass protector on third down. So does everything you ask him to do. And he loves playing football. And, you know, he's one of the more mentally and physically tough guys I've ever been around as well. So I think all those things together make him the back that he is.
Jason, when you go back a couple of years, what were some of the biggest challenges or the greatest elements of the transition when you went from being an offensive coordinator to a head coach?
Oh, I think there are so many challenges, and you know, you try as best you can delegate the responsibilities to your staff, and I think you know, when you're talking about doing that, you have to assemble a staff that you believe in and trust, and you can give those responsibilities to. So that's where it starts, and then, you know, another big part of being a head coach is bringing in the personnel, the players who you believe fit your philosophy. And, you know, I heard had someone tell me this a long, long time ago, that you can say all you want about what you believe in as a coach, but ultimately the kind of team you choose to put together reflects what you believe in more than anything else. And the kind of guys you want on the team, the kind of guys you keep on the team, the kind of guys you draft, I think that all says everything about what you want to do, what you want the program to look like. So, you know, this has been a process, putting the staff together, putting the team together, and, you know, those are challenging things. And, you know, I think we've done a good job, you know, believing in a philosophy and trying to lay the foundation the right way over the last few years. And, you know, hopefully we'll continue to do that.
Jason, in that game a year ago, what jumped out to you about Alshon Jeffrey?
Just he's a big, talented receiver, very good route runner, but also just his stature, you know, both running routes underneath and in the intermediate range, and also just the plays down the field that he's able to make because of his length. And but he's more than just, you know, some tall guy out there. He's a good route runner. He's a very versatile player. You see them throwing quick screens to him. They hand arounds to him. They do a lot of different things with him, and he seems to handle it all very well.
Jason, what's different about this year's Bears offense than the one you faced last year?
Oh, I don't know there's that much difference. You know, when you look at the whole body of work over the course of the season, you know, they're a very good offense. Obviously, the running back is outstanding. You know, they do so many different things with him, you know, running the football, throwing them screens, getting them involved in a lot of different ways. We've talked about, you know, the targets they have outside, the big receivers who challenge you a lot of different ways. So, you know, they're a versatile offense. They can attack. They can attack you in different ways. That really is challenging, you know, every time they snap the football. So, you know, we recognize that. We saw it last year. We've seen it throughout this year. And, you know, we just got to be on the screws playing as well as we can defensively.